January 23rd, 2001, we have three boys, and I'm pregnant with my fourth. Don't know if it's a boy or a girl. And it's very cold outside Dallas, and I'm 3 days from my due date. I've been induced with all my boys, and I don't want to be induced again. So I've talked to my friend, and her dad's an OB. He's retired now. And he used to prescribe castor oil to his patients who hadn't had their babies or wanted to go into labor. So I really wanted to know what it was like to go into labor. And John didn't really understand that, but he was kind of going with it. So Sally told me to take castor oil. And she said, but if you're going to do it, you have to drink the whole bottle.
No.
So I went and got it. And it's just a 2-ounce bottle. It's really not that big, but it tastes really bad. So I chased it with a lemon. And it was about 8 or 9 o'clock at night. And John really was not very happy with me for doing it. And he said, if you're going to do it, could you just do it in the morning? Because I'd really like to get a good night's sleep. And I said, no, it'll probably take a while. And I'm busy during the day. I got things to do. So I'm just going to do it at night. And so I did it. And the other thing is, one doctor delivered my three boys. And then he moved to another up north to another hospital. So I had a new doctor. And I'd never been to a doctor, but my old doctor, Dr. Wells, told me if you ever have a fourth baby, you need to camp out of the hospital a week before your due date because your babies were all born really fast and you could easily have this baby at home. So I took the castor oil, and about an hour and 30 into it, about an hour and 40, maybe 10 o'clock, John's fast asleep and I'm just kind of doing my thing, and I think I'm having contractions, but I've never really had contractions, so I'm thinking, and they're not really strong, but they are kind of close together. They're kind of like 5 minutes apart. So I'm thinking, okay, I better call the doctor. So I called my doctor, and he said, you did what? And he was really irritated, so I started to back off my story and kind of just go, oh, I'm sure it's no big deal. I'm not in labor, whatever. And he said, you just need to drink a lot of water, and you're probably dehydrated. And I had an appointment the next day. It was a Monday. And he said, I'll see you at your appointment tomorrow. So I said, okay, great, perfect. Get off. Starts to kind of accelerate, and by about maybe midnight, the cramps are really strong. They're still, 5 minutes apart, and I'm feeling like I'm about to have the baby. So I wake John up, and he's like, well, I'm going to get in the shower. And I go, no, I don't think you should get in the shower. I said, and I went to the bathroom, and the baby was like about to come out in the toilet. I was like, oh my God, I think the baby's going to meet me. I don't get in the shower. And he goes, get in the car. So I go to get in the car. And we have three boys. And so our boys are all asleep. And so we had plans to call. My sister's husband was out of town, so we couldn't call her. Called our friend Lisa. And I said, come over. So we get in the car. I try to sit in the front seat. Can't sit down in the front seat. Lay in the back seat. There's all this shit, like phone books. He's in sales. He's got shit all over the back seat. I'm like throwing it off the seat. I lay down, and this is like a while ago. This is, 13 years ago. So cell phones are not that great, and John tries to get 911 on the line. Very smart. He can't get them. Phone died. And all the lights, this is at 1:45 in the morning, so all the lights are blinking red, and he's running them, and I'm like, what are you doing? And by the way, he turns south on Preston, and I go, what are you doing? I go, Medical City's north. Where are you going? He goes, I'm not going to the hospital. We're not going to make it. I'm going to the fire station. I go, the fire station? I go, they're not going to know what they're doing. He goes, yes, they are. They're paramedics there. He knew that. And so he drives to the UP fire station. Yeah. And so meanwhile, we've left our kids. I said, leave. He goes, we got to wait for Lisa. I go, leave. I go, we cannot wait. So we go, and we pull up to the fire station, and he runs in. It, like I said, it's freezing cold outside. So we're in the car. He runs up. Five firemen come out. They've got their OB kit. And I'm in my sweats and I'm laying down in the back seat. They all come out and they pull the ambulance up and they get the huge spotlight on me in the back seat. Yeah. And John is freaking out. And my first question is, do you know what you're doing? And they're like, you don't have a choice. Like, you're here and you're gonna have a baby. It doesn't matter. And I mean, I'm screaming in my head. I'm like dying. So pull off the pants, and literally like probably 90 seconds after we got there, the baby's born. Yeah, it was. They kept telling me not to push. I go, I'm not pushing. I'm not pushing. So anyway, the baby's born, and the scary thing was our three boys were all in intensive care when they were born because they had breathing trouble for being born so quickly, and we didn't know what we were having, and we had the girl, but that was John's biggest concern was, is there going to be, you know, a breathing problem because we're here? So they immediately get the doctor on the line. And, of course, he's like, what? Like, are you kidding me? Like, you're where? Like, come again? So, meanwhile, they cut the cord, and they get the ambulance, and I get up out of the car. Meanwhile, the car is like, as you can imagine, yeah, it's like somebody's shot in the car. It's bad. But that was later. That was kind of something we had to deal with. So I get up. I literally walk to the ambulance, get in, go to the hospital. We meet the doctor there. And he's, you know, delivers the placenta, does all that, and gets paid for the birth, by the way. Yeah, the fireman got paid. Yeah. Yeah, he got paid. Yeah, yeah. He was not very happy with us. So, yeah, that's her story. Like, if you ever need to have a baby, the UP fire station is very qualified. And they've never done it except for in training. They had never delivered a baby, and they were amazing. I went back. We took them steaks, and, like, I was so emotional, as you can imagine. They were amazing at it.